You buy the shrimps is in a carton, frozen. There's some in there, in the deep freeze now.
Uh-huh.
In a carton, they're frozen shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And then you get your whatever else it takes to go in it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Grady's got a niece that makes the gumbo in his family. Mary makes good gumbo, they say.
You can't make it, huh?
Uh-uh.
What are the kinds of beans?
Well, you have yellow wax beans. Now, that is a delicious bean.
Mm-hmm.
That's a snap bean.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of beans that you have to...
Snap? Shell?
Uh-huh.
That's shell beans.
What different kinds of shell beans are
there? Well, that's when they're getting too tough to snap. They don't, they're going to mature. If you don't get them pretty soon, they will mature and be too, they won't, they'll just be a dry bean.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of beans or dry beans are there?
Oh, mercy knows.
You mentioned butter.
Butter beans and red beans and northern beans, a little white bean, you know, and pinto beans. And, they just, those are dry beans.
What about
lima beans?
Uh-huh. What's the difference between lima beans and butter beans?
No, it's all the same.
Just two different names?
Just some call them butter beans and some call them lima beans.
Uh-huh. Say if a vegetable that comes like this.
Cabbage.
Uh-huh. Talk about several of those. You'd be talking about several.
Heads of cabbage.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use that word heads talking about children? Say someone had five children, say you had five heads.
They had five head of young'uns.
Uh-huh. Do people say that seriously?
No.
They're just joking. Uh-huh. What about someone had about 14 children? You say he really had a...
He had a swarm of young'uns.
A what?
A swarm of young'uns.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say a passel?
Yeah. Had a whole passel of young'uns.
Uh-huh. How many is a passel?
It's more than, I don't know, there must have been a passel of us at home.
What else do people say passel about besides children?
That's as easy as everything. What's wrong with me? Passel of ducks and a passel of chickens and a passel of pigs and everything. Passel of
just
animals just a passel of them. Just I had a whole slew of them.
The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob.
Roasting it.
Okay. What about the stringy stuff that comes off the corn?
Shucks.
Or the stringy.
Silks.
Uh-huh. And the thing that grows up at the top of the corn stalk.
Tosser.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
turnip greens.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of greens besides turnips do you have?
Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And rutabagas.
Uh-huh.
And, just a bunch of stuff.
Say a little yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash, that's squash. Uh-huh.
What about something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
Mushrooms.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Toadstools.
Okay.
And they're poison.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, some of them.
Is there
so it's better to leave them alone if you don't know which one you need. You better let it alone.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between toadstools and mushrooms?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I don't fool with them. Because I don't know what's edible and what's not.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's be safe to eat.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of melons do people have around here?
Watermelons and mushrooms and
what about
cantaloupe?
What's the difference between cantaloupe and mushroom?
That's all the same thing.
Uh-huh.